Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where one of our two great political parties is particularly well noted for an outstanding bench. It has so many talented people. Well, you looked at the baseball game yesterday, or not yesterday, the day before. That was the Republicans in Congress versus the Democrats in Congress, and the Republicans won 16-6. How's that for a score? Not one of the players in that game, because he has other responsibilities, is Doug Burgum. He is an announced candidate for president. He is the 33rd governor of the state of North Dakota. And when you read about what he has accomplished, it's kind of surprising that he hasn't run for president before, but he is running now, and he joins us on the line from, are you in Bismarck? Are you in the state capitol, Governor Burgum?
I'm in Fargo, North Dakota today.
Okay, terrific, which is a city you grew up not too far away from Fargo. Led you to believe that this field that includes a lot of talented politicians, well-known politicians, people with a lot of support behind them, what led you to believe that this field needed you?
Well, Michael, first of all, great to be on the show with you. And on, as far as that question, you know, having spent virtually my entire career up till 2016 when I ran for governor in the private sector, and most of that in the highly competitive software field, I'm just someone that I believe competition, whether it's on a baseball field or whether it's in business or in politics, competition is good for the Republican Party and it's good for the nation. And so it was really taking a look at the moment. You've spent a lot of time writing yourself about America and this amazing country in moments in time, but here we are. Where we decisions that are going to be made in the next 4 years are really going to take what direction we're going with the direction that we're going with Biden, which is 180 degrees wrong on the economy, whether it's taxes, spending, inflation, you name it. On energy policy, 180 degrees in the wrong direction. We should be selling energy to our friends and allies, not buying it from our adversaries, and we got to quit crushing innovation in this country with the mountains of red tape. And then lastly, you can't separate our economy and energy policy from national security. I mean, national security, yes, for sure, includes the southern border, but with the changing powers that are going on between Russia and China right now in particular, the instability in the world that's being driven by our backwards energy policies and now by our flagging economy, these are all intertwined. So as someone who's, I've spent my life, I grew up in a small town in North Dakota. My dad passed away when I was a freshman in high school. I got a little bit of farm ground. I mortgaged that after college, literally bet the farm on a software company, and then grew that into a 2,000-person organization that was, you know, serving customers in 120 countries and, you know, hundreds of thousands of customers. Really understand how the global economy works, but I also understand what it takes, you know, to create a job. And when I was growing up, when I was working on the farm, the ranch, at the grain elevator, you know, with a construction company I started with some friends, you know, every job I had till after grad school was a job where I took a shower at the end of the day, not at the beginning of the day. And I know what American workers are going through right now in terms of, you know, trying to put food on the table and pay for gas prices. And so what we're talking about, economy, energy, national security, touches every single American. And we thought that that would be an important voice to be part of this campaign.
When it comes to national security, the other day, one of your competitors in the race for the presidency, for the Republican nomination or the presidency, said he doesn't care whether Putin or Zelensky wins the war in Ukraine. When it comes to our national security, does it matter to our national security that Ukraine survives the Russian invasion?
No, absolutely it does. And this idea that somehow letting Putin win, I mean, a win for Putin is a, not only a win for Putin, it's a win for China. I mean, our sanctions that we, you know, Putin would never have invaded Ukraine if we didn't have a 180-degree backward energy policy. Only after all of our allies in Western Europe, who we fought dearly for and lost American lives in World War II, after we let them become dependent on an adversary's energy, which is, you know, far dirtier than ours, by the way. If you care about clean energy and clean environment, you should want to have every ounce of energy produced by the United States. But if they weren't dependent on Russia, he never invades. And so we could have prevented this with a different energy policy. But then once it happens, then we sanction him. Oil prices went up globally after the invasion. Putin was making more cash. We sanction him. So now guess what? He gets to sell oil and gas at a 20% discount out the world market to China. So China is benefiting from our sanctions because they're happy to buy Russia's oil and gas. And we turn Russia into China's gas station. And again, this is the completely backwards approach of the Biden administration is cascading us towards global instability. And that's why national security is more important than ever right now.
You talk about national security and energy independence. And the economy generally is the three centers of your campaign. Does our economy and our federal expenditures, does that require a raise in tax revenue?
No, absolutely not. When we took office in North Dakota, we cut a $6 billion general fund by $1.7 billion, 27%. That had not happened probably in any state of that amount of a cut since the Great Depression. We did that, and then all the trains kept running on time. Huh. And part of that is just bringing a business mindset. The federal government is at least or worse than any state government, and most governments in general have not adopted all of the basic advances of technology and automation that every private sector company that is in competition has to do. And so a lot of this is just, we can just take cost out, and there's so much that the federal government is doing that is actually not their job. The federal government in the Constitution has a limited set of responsibilities. And as a governor, I've learned this the hard way because every day in agriculture, in energy, we're one of the largest energy producing states in the nation. The federal government overreaches into every aspect of these industries. It raises the cost for every single American. And we have to get rid of the red tape, and we've got to move the power, shrink the federal government, get the power back to the states, and we can deliver things more efficiently. Absolutely we can.
You are also a supporter of choice in education?
Absolutely.
And which is one of those other issues that is going to come up, obviously, in 2024. When we come back, I want to talk about where you see yourself fitting into this field of some very talented, very impressive Republican candidates for president, people who are going to be your rivals, and what makes Doug Burgum different, not just your success and your tremendous success. I believe you got over 60% of the vote in North Dakota when you were running for re-election, and set some records in terms of your achievements in North Dakota, political achievements as well. And then I also want to talk to you about the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, or prospective national park, in your state. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show with Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, candidate for President of the United States.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee. just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved Show, honored to be speaking with Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota. He was triumphantly reelected to a second term with 62% of the vote. He's also somebody who's been very involved with expanding the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, or at least building onto the Theodore Roosevelt legacy. A lot of people who know about Teddy Roosevelt know that during a tough time in his life, after he had lost his mother and his wife in the same two-day period, went out for rebuilding his life to some ranch land that he owned in North Dakota. And that is the site of Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And there is building now, thanks to Governor Burgum, a Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Do I take it from your enthusiasm for this project and your involvement, Governor? Would Theodore Roosevelt be one of the presidents you admire most?
Absolutely. He's near the top of the charts, and he really transformed the country, which really set up the American century. I mean, the prosperity that we've all lived through during the 1900s and through today was really set up. And two of the things that he did was, you know, he was willing to, people maybe don't remember, but just as recently as 2016, a part of our debate was, what direction is our country going? Are we going to go towards socialism? Are we going to go towards capitalism? And Teddy Roosevelt helped really redefine the rules for that set that up. And in terms of our position as a global power, whether it was building up the Navy, which enabled us to win World War One, or the Panama Canal, extending power around the world was something that, again, that came through in World War II. So, I mean, his influence carried on for decades and decades. And then, of course, we have a lot of debates about our relationship with the environment today. I mean, that's, you know, an undercurrent of a lot of political things. And Theodore Roosevelt, you know, did set aside 234 million acres and really created the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, National Forest Service, National Grasslands, National Park Service. He was instrumental in all that. But when he did that, he never said, hey, we're not going to set a foot on it. He said, this is for the benefit and the use of the American people. He said that conservation meant as much sustainability as it did in development as it did sustainability. So he really wasn't talking about preservation when he was talking about conservation. He was talking about, this is the balance sheet for America, and it was one of the things that made us strong for the last century. And of course now we see approaches that are basically trying to take all of that federal land and not set foot on it. That's bad for the world. It's bad for America, because we know how to sustainably develop resources. And whether that's, timber, whether it's oil and gas, whether it's rare earth minerals, if you want to have the whole nation running on EVs and electric batteries, I hope, the Biden administration seems to want to just outsource all that to China. And then instead of being dependent on OPEC, we can be dependent on Sinopec, China, and all their countries where they're mining rare earth minerals. So the Theodore Roosevelt is as relevant today as he ever has been. The library was going to be opening adjacent to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It's been named a USA 250 event. So July 4th, 2026, Michael, is the grand opening. You're invited. We'll see you there.
I will look forward to it. Other presidents, more recent presidents that you admire and that you think we should try to emulate in terms of White House leadership?
Well, when I was a young entrepreneur and I had, at the farm to try to start a software company, we were coming out of the tail end of the atrocious era of energy sources, energy shortage, food shortage. I mean, when I was in high school, we were told two things. You're going to run out of food. You're going to run out of energy. Interest rates were in the high teens. Along comes Ronald Reagan. And that was the era when we were young entrepreneurs, and my family had always been Republican. My mom was a Republican National Committee woman in North Dakota from 68 to 72. So grew up understanding conservative principles, but Ronald Reagan was a breath of fresh air as I was beginning our entrepreneurial career and really set the stage. And, of course, with the wall coming down, that's when we were starting to go internationally. I had an opportunity with the North Dakota National Guard back in the 1980s. We employed a bunch of Guard members at our young company, had a chance to go through Checkpoint Charlie into East Berlin and just see the dramatic difference between what a communist country, which was basically a economic prison for people that were trapped in a 1946 economy in the 1980s, versus what was happening in West Berlin, thriving under, free markets and the advent of technology. So I've seen it firsthand. And when we started expanding our software into those companies, some of the first places we went was like Poland right after the wall came down. So I've got great affection for Ronald Reagan, because he paved the way for the success that I and many others had in the software industry.
As you made clear before, Governor Burgum, you spent most of your life as a very successful businessman with Great Plains Software, which is now part of the Microsoft empire. And you also care very much. You prioritize the economic issues for our country. Do some of those economic issues, as you see them, involve reducing both our deficit and ultimately doing something to at least slow the growth of our national debt?
Well, yeah, absolutely they do. And it all comes back to, as you know, Michael, it comes back to growth. I mean, if we're going to grow at an anemic, 1 or 2% economic growth, I mean, we'll just sit back, watch China pass us. If we want to have the most dynamic, most powerful economy in the world, when you think about how Ronald Reagan won the Cold War, we won it economically. As much as anything, because we had the capacity to invest both in innovation and into being strong from a defense standpoint. And so the path towards American greatness to continue has to be driven by a focus on getting the economic components right, and the economic components cannot succeed unless we have energy policy right. And if you don't have those two right, forget national security, because like I said, if we're going to have our economy dependent on supply chains from our adversaries, I mean, just even during this recent crisis, the Biden administration, went to adversaries. They went to people that don't even have, any kind of sense of environmental protections and asked them to increase their oil production ahead of the midterms. He drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in half, 400 million barrels a day. Nobody from the State Department called the governors in, Texas, Oklahoma, Montana, Wyoming, or Alaska, or North Dakota. I mean, the six large energy-producing states in the nation. Nobody was calling us and saying, can you produce more? Though we're asking our adversaries to try to produce more energy. At the same time, Biden's administration is trying to shut down oil and gas production in our country out of some misplaced belief that that would help the environment. When, again, the more we produce here, better for the environment, better for the globe, better for global stability, better for getting manufacturing back home. All of that completely aligned.
I greatly appreciate the conversation. I hope to continue it sometime soon. That's with Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota, a candidate for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Information about Governor Burgum and his campaign is attached to our website at michaelmedved.com. It's worth considering. Godspeed to you, Governor. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Several U.S. federal government agencies are scrambling from a global cyber attack.
The hack attack compromised the widely used MOVEit software on Thursday. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was working on it. A certain Russian-speaking ransomware group has done this in the past. This adds to a growing number of victims of a hacking campaign hitting major American universities and state governments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
5 service members have been injured after a small Navy boat crashed off the coast of Coronado, California overnight. The Navy says all 5 are now in stable condition. One of Houston's police canine officers is being laid to rest.
I want to take this time to say that we're honoring Aaron today.
The police working dog named Aaron was left inside a cruiser that stopped running at the police academy. He died of heat exhaustion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, having spoken to one of the new candidates for President of the United States in the Republicans' side, Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota. The other new candidate is the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, and he just announced his candidacy for president, and he had some words to exchange about one of his competitors, Ron DeSantis. And it's a little bit awkward. Ron DeSantis is the sitting governor of Florida. Mayor Suarez is the mayor of Miami, which is, I believe, Miami is still the largest city by population in Florida. Miami, the city of Miami, is almost a 500,000. And, of course, lots of people in Dade County, which surrounds Miami. Anyway, Mayor Suarez said... Well, he had some criticisms of his now rival for the presidential nomination, Governor DeSantis. Listen, clip 8.
You know, the governor is not a particularly a relationship guy. You know, he doesn't have, from what I understand, a great relationship with a lot of our federal elected officials. That's why he lost, I think, 12 out of 13 endorsements in his own state for congressman, because he doesn't call people and he doesn't try to build a relationship. You know, I'm very different. Like I said, I'm accessible. I call people. I'm a people person. I love people. And I look at them in the eye and shake their hands, you know, when I see them. So that's never been an issue for me, and it won't be an issue for me.
Mayor,
so we're just very different, different people.
And again, if you were Ron DeSantis, can you imagine how unbelievably tiresome it would be to have people criticizing your people skills and to talk about things? President Trump already made an ad about Ron DeSantis eating chocolate pudding with his fingers. And again, now to have the mayor of Miami. What's interesting is when you're a mayor of a big city, you have to have a good relationship with the governor. You're going to need him at some point. And this might be a very, very interesting and intriguing backstory. There is this, which is a piece this morning in the This Morning section of the New York Times by David Leonhardt. And I think it's important as we look at the ongoing discussion about the impact of the indictment of President Trump and the ongoing campaign. They point out that the 50% threshold in a poll can sometimes be distracting. When more than half of people give a certain answer, it often becomes the dominant message to emerge from the poll question. It is the answer that appears to have won. Yet, the most important information may nonetheless be lurking elsewhere. Consider the surveys over the past week that have asked Americans their opinions about the federal charges against Donald Trump. Here are the results of an ABC News Ipsos survey, which were similar to other poll results. And they asked people, do you think the charges against Trump are serious or not serious? And what people looked at there and they focused was among Republicans, most people thought the chances of the charges against Trump were not serious. On the Republican side, 50% not serious, only 38% serious, but still 38% serious. And overall, the country at large, it was 61-28. People thought the charges were serious. They point out, David Leonhardt, on first glance, a central message seems to be strong and continuing support for Trump, because a majority of Republicans said that the charges were not serious. Most Republicans also said he should not have been charged with a crime and that the indictment was politically motivated. To be clear, Trump's enduring support among Republicans is an important story. If it continues, he's likely to become the party's nominee. That support is a sign that political polarization in the U.S. has become so intense that most Republican voters appear to care more about loyalty to Trump than about the possibility that he damaged national security by allowing sensitive intelligence to circulate. But the existence of an enduring pro-Trump Republican majority is not the only important conclusion from the recent polls. A couple of subtler patterns in the data are more worrisome for Trump. First, look at the relative size of the minority opinions in each category in that chart above. There are considerably more Republicans who consider the charges serious than Democrats or independents who do not think they're serious. The indictment divides Republicans more than it divides Democrats. A basic lesson of politics, and I've said this so many times on the air, a basic lesson of politics is that you win when the public debate is focused on issues that divide your opponents and supporters, and they unite your supporters. Affirmative action, for instance, is a problematic topic for the Democratic Party, even though most of its voters support the policy, because there are more Democrats who oppose it than there are Republicans who support it. And that, it seems to me, is extraordinarily important for putting this entire situation into context. Because the bottom line here is that if you have a significant number of Republicans, and you do, 38%, which, again, more than one-third of Republicans, who say that the charges against Trump are serious. And there are 16% of Republicans who say that he should be charged with a crime in this case. Now, okay, you can say that 16%, that's nothing. except when it comes to this kind of race with Americans so evenly divided as we are, which is why the additional divisions within a party can be fatal. And one of the things that is going to be necessary for a successful candidate for president on the Republican side is somebody who can actually bring the various factions of the party and together. And part of you bringing people together is usually not uniting over a personality, not a figure, but uniting over principles and policies and agendas and a party with a real agenda for running the country and improving the country. One of the things about improving the country is that in this summertime, soon to be upon us, just a matter of weeks officially, there are two big new movies that are going to be opening and competing for your box office dollars in those nice air-conditioned theaters. The two films, The Flash, which is the latest with Ezra Miller from the DC comic book universe, and a new film from Pixar Disney called Elemental, which basically asks, can you build a successful relationship between fire and water? What does that mean in terms of this animated film, lavish animated film? We will get to that, reviewing Elemental and The Flash, coming up on The MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
More of Michael MedVet in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
That you all enjoy a wonderful Father's Day and that you enjoy a weekend of peace and a sense of satisfaction and recognizing all the blessings that we have in this glorious season and this glorious country. And one of the things we have is a choice of two big new, much advertised, highly anticipated films from Hollywood. First off is the latest from Disney Pixar. And even with some of the recent Disney Pixar films being a little less sensational in terms of box office, they're always worth seeing. I mean, because this is a company that understands what Walt Disney himself understood, which is the heart of a successful animated film is not just the animation and the images and the voices, it's the story. And that's the case for Elemental. Why is it called Elemental? Because it's about a fictional, obviously, city, which is a big, prosperous, complex city that has different elements living in it. There are creatures, people, who are created out of a water and fire and earth and air. And there's some real humor about that. But the story is all about a fiery young lady and a watery guy. The fiery young lady is named Ember. Get it? And the watery young man is named Wade, as in Wade in the water and Wade Ripple. In any event, they are thrown together. Ember and her family are immigrants from Fireland because they are fire creatures. Can they mix with a watery creature who might put out the fire? That's the core question as these two ill-assorted lovers meet one another in Elemental.
Meet the residents of Element City. Air usually has their head in the clouds. Earth can be a little seedy.
Nothing weird going on here.
Just a little pruning. Water is always getting into something.
And then, of course, fire. The film is rated PG, and it's fun to look at. And the idea behind the film is clever. and the idea that there are different sports teams that appeal to the different elements that are in the film. The basic message that we can transcend our differences and that people living in very different worlds can somehow connect, all very heartwarming and entertaining. And yet the film just does not have a payoff, really, and has moments of humor, but not a lot of the touching moments you expect from the best of Disney Pixar. It's imaginative and clever, and the score by Thomas Newman is quite notable and up to the top flight that you would expect from Disney Pixar. 2.5 stars for the PG-rated Elemental, which is playing in theaters everywhere. Now, the other big new movie is part of a series. It's actually the third film featuring The Flash. The Flash is a character whose real name is Barry Allen. It's played by Ezra Miller, a sort of a nerdy guy who, because he is struck by lightning and exposed to various chemicals, becomes supernaturally fast. And it becomes so fast that he can actually travel back in time. And the concept of this film is he travels back in time to save the life of somebody that he loves. Well, it's his mom. And when he is going back in time, he reconnects with a earlier 19-year-old version of himself. And all of that is interesting. And more interesting is connecting with an earlier version of one of his close associates, Bruce Wayne, who is, of course, Batman, played here both by the younger Batman, played by Ben Affleck, who makes a relatively brief appearance, and then more substantially, Michael Keaton, who was Batman way back in 1989, who seems to be having great fun with his role. And meanwhile, they have to defeat General Zod and work with Supergirl and more in The Flash.
I lost my parents. That pain made me who I am. I spent a lifetime trying to right the wrongs of the past, as if fighting crime would bring my parents back. You actually did it.
I can't imagine what you've been through.
I love you, Mikey.
You lost both parents in one day.
I went back in time to save my parents, but instead, I completely broke the universe.
If you went back and changed the past.
Okay, this film is 2.5 hours long. It is epic. The special effects are actually imaginative and eye-popping and truly impressive. And in fact, if it weren't for the level of confusion with all the different versions of The Flash and all the different versions of the Batman, and different versions of Bruce Wayne's stately Wayne manner. Because the whole idea is you can go back into the past, but then you end up changing things, which is one of the key questions and key riddles for any time travel movie. It's rated PG-13 because there's plenty of comic book violence. And the character of The Flash is actually endearing because even though there are superhuman abilities, physical abilities, the character is all too human. And that's true of Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller, you probably have read, has a tremendous number of problems with criminality and drug addiction and is been very much in the news, and not for acting excellence, but for off-screen problems. You forget about those, because this film is actually enjoyable enough. 2.5 stars at PG-13. The
overdoing it in length and complexity bring this down from what otherwise would be a very enjoyable motion picture experience. Also, speaking about enjoyable motion picture experience, there's this remarkable story, and the deadline, dateline is Colombia. And it says, days after participating in the rescue of four children in the Amazonian jungle, Colombian commandos have been searching for a beloved comrade, a furry four-legged one. About 100 commandos brave heat, heavy downpours, bug bites, and general misery to find Wilson, a Belgian shepherd who was participating in the search for the children when he darted into the wilderness and away from his handler, Colombia's military said. We're in a second phase of the operation, which is to search, find, and rescue Wilson, said Armed Forces General Pedro Sanchez, who oversaw Operation Hope, the search that led to the rescue of the children. These were four children ranging from teenage years down to babyhood who survived for 40 days in the Amazon. And what a story. Despite being just a dog, for us, Wilson is a commando who is part of our team, and a commando never leaves another behind. Lost since May 17th, the 5-year-old dog was last seen by soldiers in the forest of southern Colombia last week, just 2 days before indigenous trackers and commandos found four children who survived the crash of a Cessna 206 and then wandered into the wilderness. Do you think this will be a story? A movie? Yes, it will. Coming up on a Monday, we'll be talking about a new survey from University of Chicago. This town finds millions of Americans support political violence. On which side? Or on all sides? In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.